This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm David Greene. Here is a sneak preview of what we can expect a lot more of in the next few months. President Obama and his Republican rival Mitt Romney carrying on a long-distance debate over the economy. In this case, the distance was just 250 miles. Both men were in Ohio. Mr. Obama was in the Democratic stronghold of Cleveland up along the Great Lakes. Romney was down in Cincinnati near the Kentucky border. As usual, Ohio is expected to be one of the most important swing states in November. In a moment, we'll hear how President Obama described the economic choice that voters in the state face. First, here's NPR's Ari Shapiro, who attended Romney's event in Cincinnati.
Mitt Romney's speech at the steel company was short and punchy. He took the stage, delivered the pro forma thank yous, and launched immediately into attack mode.
Now, you may have heard that President Obama is on the other side of the state, and he's going to be delivering a speech on the economy. He's doing that because he hasn't delivered a recovery for the economy.
He said the president gives a good talk, but talk is cheap.
Action speaks very loud. And if you want to see the results of his economic policies, look around Ohio, look around the country, and you'll see that a lot of people are hurting. A lot of people have had some real tough times.
Romney wants voters to ask themselves whether they are better off today than they were 3 years ago. He's confident that enough people are disappointed to kick the president out and give Romney a chance. He said he's not big on do-overs.
In my experience in thinking about people who I want to have work for me, whether it's my doctor or the person that that's going to be painting the house, I want to make sure they did a good job the first time. And if they didn't, I want someone who can do a better job.
That's a tougher argument to make in Ohio than in some other parts of the country. When President Obama took office, Ohio's unemployment rate was above 10%. Now it's dropped 3 points, well below the national average of 8.2%. Bob Zumbiel is in the packaging business, and he has experienced this improvement firsthand.
We've been growing. We just moved into a new plant in northern Kentucky by the airport and gone through the growing pains, and now we're pretty well got things going the right way.
That's great news for his business. Not such great news for his candidate, Mitt Romney, who's running against the Obama economy. But Zumbiel suggests there's not much either candidate can do to determine America's economic future.
It all depends a lot on what happens in Europe, but I think if we weren't dependent on that, I think it's going to get better.
That's not a universal view. Josh Weiss says the economy may be improving, but Romney could speed it up.
I think what it comes down to, the economy is not growing at the rate it needs to be, to sustain itself long term. I think that's the main issue.
And he likes Romney's plan to lower taxes and cut regulations.
I think that would be, take a lot of burden off businesses to be able to grow faster.
This two-step Romney must execute in Ohio is a challenge in other states where the economy is actually improving, too. Several important swing states in this election have lower unemployment rates than the national average. Senior campaign strategist Russ Schrieffer told reporters in a conference call, those bright spots are in spite of President Obama, not because of him.
And it just shows, whether it's in Ohio or New Jersey or Indiana, when you have Republican governors who encourage business, things are better. The problem is that they still have this weight of the White House and the Obama administration on top of them.
It's no coincidence that Romney chose Cincinnati for yesterday's event. It's a fundraising stronghold for Republicans, right next door to House Speaker John Boehner's home district. And political scientist Grant Neely from the University of Dayton says it's a fertile hunting ground for Republican votes, too.
Cincinnati and Hamilton County are in 2008, they're kind of a little blue dot in a sea of red. If you look at all the counties surrounding Cincinnati, they all went for McCain. So he's trying to win back that population center and get them in his camp.
After Cincinnati, though, Romney pivots from big population centers to small towns. Today in New Hampshire, he kicks off a 6-state bus tour of rural America. All 6 are states that President Obama won in 2008. The Romney folks hope to put them all in play this year. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, traveling with the Romney campaign.